with Rav Shlomo Zalman, Kovitz Beis Aharon v'Yisrael, with Rav Shlomo Zalman's tshuva on this. So again, the Olam remembers the Shaila, right? We had last week. The Shaila was, can somebody be Yotza Hadlokas Beisoy? Somebody who's traveling? Could they be Yotza Hadlokas Beisoy? For them, it's not as man Hadlokas. Right? More of that Shaila for somebody who doesn't have a Mokum Hadlokas. Right. So those were the two tzadim. So the shaila was a, could you be yotze if it's a different zman? So in other words, you're in America, your wife is in Eretz Yisrael, so she's lighting their Chanukah, and for you it's not as man hadloka. That could be broken up into two parts. The particular shaila, the person who asked me the shaila, was his wife is going to light for him when it's not as man hadloka bichlal. It's not Chanukah for him. Right? It's not Chanukah. It's Erev Chanukah. Okay? So he's on a plane Sunday. For him, he's arriving in Eretz Yisrael Monday. After Zman Hadlaka, after the morning, he can light. His wife is going to light for him Sunday night in Eretz Yisrael. That's actually the exact case that we're talking about, but that was the Shaila. So the guy heard that I said that it's Kedai to Mamish cancel your flight. You know, and not miss Hadlokas Neris. He wanted to know. But I said if you could be Yotze with Avad, if you have Hadlokas Babayis, Yotze. We just said it's challenging. If you have nobody home, see, he has a wife. She's home. She'll light for him. He just wanted to make sure that it's okay. His wife is in a different location. So here we have two Nakudas. Nakuda number one in his case is that it's not even Chanukah yet. Does that even make a difference? Theoretically, okay? He's on a plane. He's still going to be in this atmosphere. His flight is going to be 4 o'clock in the afternoon. By Zman Hadlaka, his wife is going to light. When his wife lit for him there, Chanukah, not even Chanukah, could he be Yotze with such Hadlaka? Is he Yotze if Hadlaka was done? We hold Hadlaka as a mitzvah. So Lamaisa, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah to Hemshech Hadlaka. Mekayim the mitzvah B'shas to Maisa Hadlaka. And in fact, the Tshumas HaLeshon says, Erev Shabbos, Chazal wa Iker, the Zman, L'gabi Nishayel of Kof Sezoko, Kloi Erev Shabbos. But we hold Hadlok Oiz HaMitzvah. So L'mai Yisi Yoyitz HaMitzvah B'Shas Hadlok. Right? And here, his wife lit for him the Chanukah. It wasn't Chanukah. But Afilu Tim Tzaloymar, that wasn't the case. Let's say it was any night of Chanukah. Also, maybe a problem that his wife lights when it's not as man Hadlok for him. Right, his wife is lighting Wednesday night. For him, it's Tuesday afternoon. Can he be yotze? This is very negeh. This shaila I'm telling you is very negeh to anybody who's traveling. And the wife lights for them. And the wife lights when it's not as man hadlaka for them. Is that a problem? So I told you, from what I remember, I saw tshuva of Shlomo Zalman wrote in the Kovitz Beis Aharon v'Yisrael. And from what I remember, he had no problem. It was an Erev Chanukah. It was actually on Shabbos. Chanukah was Motzei Shabbos. Had all the chazroinus. Not Chanukah. Shabbos. And different zmanim. Had all the possible problems. Shabbos is the smallest problem. Because that problem is already Kepaskin in Magen Avraham. That you could be Yotze with the Hadlaka of somebody else even if you Mekabel Shabbos. Not a problem, and you have to know how it works. What's the lumdus? We had a primigodim. We had a shvur. The Olam remembers we had a shvur primigodim. Primigodim said that it's no different if a monkey lit it for you. If a monkey lit for you, you wouldn't be it. That's one of the cases in the Gemara. If you had hadlokah is a mitzvah, you had hadlokah baruch yuva. The Gemara says hashtadam rinon hadlokah is a mitzvah. Hidlika if a cheresh or a shoyta lit the menorah, you're not yet. A cotton shigil lechinuch is a whole tumult. By Yasta Shulchanach brings down Yeshemim that Yates. By Megillah not. And over here the Shulchanach brings down Yeh, and the Mogan Avraham is Omer on the Stira. The Mogan Avraham is Omer on the Stira. The Mogan Avraham in Uchaz Megillah is Omer on the fact that there the Shulchanach brings down Bestoma, that a cotton can't be Moitzi Agadl, not like the Bala Yitir. And over here the Shulchanach brings down that there are those who hold that a cotton could be Moitzi. And it's really the same answer as I hold this prima gotta. What does prima gotta mean when he says, even a monkey could do it? What does that mean? He doesn't mean a monkey. He means I don't need shlichus. He doesn't mean monkey als meisad locker. That's a mistake. Anybody who learns the prima gotta that way is making a big mistake. Prima gotta doesn't mean you don't need a hadlokas bar chiyuva. He means I don't need the person to be acting on my behalf. They could be like a monkey. They can be, for me, like a monkey. Klapi hadlokah, of course it has to be a bar chiyuva. We paskin hadlokah is a mitzvah. I don't need that they are being my shliach. They could be my monkey. And therefore, if somebody could be my monkey, then there's no din kol milsa di loy motzi ovid, loy motzi mashvi shliach. You understand? The halacha that I can't appoint a shliach to do a mitzvah for me if I can't do it, that only applies why I need him to be my shliach. That's all the prima gotta means. If he could be my monkey, there's no problem of kol milsa di loy motzi ovid. That's all the prima gotta means. That's blatantly clear without any doubts. Right? Prima gotta is not going against the Gemara. Avadi need a bar chiyuva. Why is that? It has to do with this Rav Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says, it's good I looked this up, it's in Kovet Samach Aleph. Took me a bit of time to find where I saw it, but this is it, Kovet Samach Aleph, Gilead Samach Aleph. So he says here like this. Loy muskar begemore im bayis havi likuvo. However, he says, nira, shetzorach shei abayis, v'tzorach shei abayis shaloi, shaloi, he just means your place. Afilu b'dievet. V'nira lufyanis daiti dihilu ikuvo. V'im hidlik b'shus arabim, oi b'shus ayochet shal acherim, afilu hidlik b'shus etzel shcheinoi, you went to your neighbor, can you do me a favor, let me light here, not sleep here, let me light here. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, "Loi yotzo yidei chevosoi hoyul v'loi beisa shaloihu." Loi yotzo yidei chev. Now, Shlomo Zalman clearly doesn't mean you have to own it. He's maskim machsanoi. Shaloihi means miyuchad loi. This is not my place. Yes. Plain would be good. Plain is like achsanoi, assuming it's a bias. Zoker Shlomo Zalman, dosidus. Unbelievable, right? So he holds, if you have a place, it's closed, no ceiling, it's not a bias. He says, Chazal say you're yotze b'chotzer, that's because it's chotzer in front of the bias. It is a bias. The chotzer is an extension of the bias. If I own just a chotzer, if I have a chotzer, let's say I'm somewhere in the woods, so I don't want to light where I am because nobody's there, right? But I own a chotzer in the middle of town. The best place for me to mekayim pusim, it's my chotzer. I go there for lunch. I do things in the chotzer. I have a pool there. Zokt Rav Shlomo Zalman lo yotze yidei chevosoi. A bias is the chiddush. Has to be a bias mekoyra. Has to have a roof. It's not like the tzitzel he has. It has to have a roof. Otherwise, it's not a bias. V'chein moir aloshon harambam, d'chosav, mitzvoso, shihei kol bias u'bias madlik. V'chein mashma b'gimore, mitzvos nechanekish u'beisoi. Does it is. Because it does look of Shlomo Zalman. Yeah. He says, and that's the longest of why you yoytze al yidei adlokas anche beisoi. Because it's b'emes o'choiv on the... Not, it's not a chayv as bias, but it's a chayv on that mokum that you should have. That mokum should have adlok. That's why he is. He brings down the Pnei Yeshua, and then he says like this: "Besay chadvon, avol tzorich sheyadlik bar chiyuva, sheuchayv b'mitzvus nechanekim, va'afilu ma'bal b'medina sayam b'mokum shein nechanekim b'shor sheishtim adlekes olov." Even He bas chiyuva, v'hi yedlik okadin. That's what Shlomo Zalman's maskana. All you need is a hadloka in your bias, that's kedin. So therefore, it's in my home, it's being lit by somebody who's chayev, and it's being done kedin. For them, it's Zman Chanukah. So that's why it doesn't matter if it's Shabbos, doesn't matter if it's Chanukah, doesn't matter if it's Zman Hadlokah. In my bias, there was a Hadlokah. In other words, first he establishes that you need a bias, and it's a din that your bias should have a Hadlokah. It's not a Choyvah's bias. Don't get confused with that. Choyvah's bias means it starts with the bias. Mezuzah is a Choyvah's bias. The bias is Mechayiv me in Mezuzah. I don't have a Chivak HaKaf to the Gavra to have a Mezuzah. If I have a bias, I'm chayv mezuzah. Chanukah is not like that. I have a chayv as adlokeh. The mokoyim adlokeh is in my bias. I have a chayv to have adlokeh on my bias. My bias should have adlokeh. Zokav Shlomo Zalman. Memeil, it doesn't matter if when the adlokeh happens in my house, by me it's Chanukah. By me it's the Zman adlokeh. By the bias, does Zokav Shlomo Zalman. And that's his maskana. So that's how Shlomo Zalman holds. Now, the Strasburger, I was zeich at the Shmuz and learning with the Strasburger about this Shaila, the king in Torah B'Shmeitzah. He was very choshev yid, a Musa Sefer, this yid. Ata shamata mimenu, ha king in Torah B'Shmeitzah. Rabbi Avraham David Horvitch, hu alach le'yotz Yisrael basof, aval hu haya b'Strasburg, hu haya gaivit b'Strasburg. He was a Musa Sefer, this yid was a Musa Sefer. He grew up in Galicia, chassidish yid. And then, By World War II, he lost everything. Lost his wife, his family, everything. And then he went to France. He heard that France needs it. He became the Gaivit of Strasbourg. And he wrote, yeah. Anyway, so he wrote a sefer on Chumash, also a very interesting sefer called King Yotere B'Shmaitze, a very nice sefer. But anyway, so his name is Avraham David Horvitz, Zecher Tzadik Levorach. This is a man who lost his mother when he was 3 and his father, I think, when he was 5. Could you imagine a life like that? And then he heard that in France they need there. He went there. He was a Rosh Habezneh for many, many years. And then he immigrated to Eretz Yisrael and became part of the Badat. So he has a tshuva on this shayla. I've spoken to him about this shayla. So he writes over here in this tshuva, Ben Eretz Yisrael Noiseya Berev Chanukah L'chutz La'aretz V'Soymech Al Ishtei Amadlikas B'Ner Chanukah. Mamish Ar Shaila. He's on the plane, just a little different than Ar Shaila. Ar Shaila, the guy is leaving from America, going to Eretz Yisrael. Whatever, this was different, but he's flying Berev Chanukah L'chutz La'aretz B'Avirom V'Soymech Al Ishtei Amadlikas B'Veisei Beretz Yisrael U'Boise Shah Adayin Erev Chanukah. So he holds Pasha like of Shlomo Zalman. There's no difference. The fact that it's Erev Chanukah doesn't bother. It's funny, by me, this bothers me a lot, which I'm going to explain to you. But it doesn't bother. These two, Halak Yidden, are not bothered with Erev Chanukah. It does not bother him. He starts with his tshuva, Lo yodati lo monoka tatsiyu dafki b'neisei Erev Chanukah. The dovel is a shayach, boy, say dovel, b'kol yimei Chanukah. They call yoyim u'mitzvah ba'an p'nafshah. Ulamoshel, Neser B'Yem Gimel, V'Ishtem Adlekes Perev, Ahu Dalet Chanukah, V'Hu B'Shas Adlokah, Nim Tzeboy D'Yem Gimel. He holds, there's no difference. You want to be Yetzah on Tuesday, with your wife's Adlokah of Tuesday night, which is really Wednesday, that's the same thing like Erev Chanukah. Because Wednesday night's Adlokah is not here yet. So he says, I don't know why you're, why are you mixing up that? It's not even, I told you this is part of the Shaila. He holds, no, it's not part of the Shaila. If you want to look this up, it's in Chelek Dalet, Simen Pei Beis, in the Tshuvas King of Torah B'Shmaitz. So that's what he says. So he, I'll tell you what his maskon is. His maskon is Yoytze. His maskon is Yoytze. And the Minchas Yitzchak also holds Yoytze. So you have Mamash and Mezumin. Holds Yoytze. The Melbourne Rav holds you're not Yoytze. Yeah, yeah. You're not Yoytze, even if it's on Chanukah, you're not Yoytze. If you're not in the same location. He holds a Yoytze even if it's not Chanukah. And his main reason, you should know, is the same. Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't explain his reason. Shlomo Zalman just says, seems, because he's stuck it into his tshuva about bias, it's primarily because if Shlomo Zalman sees it as a choiv, that it's on you, your bias needs a hadlaka. And all the dinim go by your bias. That's what Shlomo Zalman's. The bias is the starting point. It's confusing. It's not, it doesn't generate the obligation, but it's the starting point. You understand what I'm telling you? It's a sensitive, I'm telling you an edler thing. There are things that are choiv is bias. That's mezuzah. That means I, Radinsky, don't have a chiyuv. I don't wake up in the morning with a chiyuv mezuzah. There's no such a thing. If I have a bias that I'm living in, if I'm a soicher more than 30 days, or I'm a bailim, I have a chiyuv to have a mezuzah. Right? Right? But if I don't have a bias, I don't have a chiyuv mezuzah. Chanukah is not like that. Chanukah is you. And that's why I told you, Pnei Yeshiva says, Asua kimoi choyv as a bias. It's like, meaning, it's a chiyuv on you. But the chiyuv on you is to see to it that your bias should have a hadlaka. Okay? So there's no chiyuv as bias. Chiyuv as aguf. And that's why Rav Eliashiv holds, if you don't have a bias, you have a mitzvah to get one. By a mezuzah, you don't have such a mitzvah. Which the Rambam says mefurish. He says, you're not mechuyev to get a house to have a mezuzah. Right? Let's say a guy travels. He goes to hotels. There's no mitzvah. He should go to one place and rent a place for 30 days, so you should be able to have a mezuzah. There's no mitzvah. No such a mitzvah. By Chanukah, there's a mitzvah to get yourself a makom to lie. But, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds, and by the way, he quotes the Pnei Yeshua, this Rav Shlomo Zalman. He quotes it. Because obviously he holds that there is a bias element, which is that the bias creates the whole structure of how to do the mitzvah. You understand? The bias creates the structure, not the gavra creates the structure. The bias creates the structure. Similar to the Nigemt of Shaila, if you're in one place and your chametz is in another place, do we go by where you are, do you go by where the chametz is? Everybody agrees, chametz is not a chayv as mokim. That everybody agrees, right? Even though the Nigemt of holds, you go by the mokim where the chametz is. It could come out of chumra gedoyla. Come out of kula too. But a chumra gedoyla. That means if somebody's in America and they want to sell their chometz in Eretz Yisrael, every Pesach in the morning, it's too late. You go, but again, the oinig yomtiv doesn't mean that chometz is a choyv asmokam, avad it's not a choyv asgavr. But the gedorim, when the Torah said you're not allowed to own chometz, it was saying you're not allowed to own chometz where in that location it's Pesach. So the way Rav Shlomo Zalman is learning is that the bias creates the structure of the mitzvah. And therefore, when we look at our calendar, Taki my chiv. But when I look at the calendar and I go, okay, so when is Chanukah this year? So Kudr Shlomo Zalman say, okay, where's my house? Google Maps, that's my house. And that's when it's Chanukah. My chiv is hadlokeh, is dances around the location of my home. That's what I'm telling you. That's the Chiddush. And the King of Torah B'Shemaita brings the same raya that I believe the Minchas Yitzchok brings. And that is Loi Chilku Chazal. When Chazal said you could be Yotzi with your wife, and the Mishabur brings down Mefurish by us in Shulchan Aruch, that Ishtoi Madlakas all of you Yaitse. Mishabur writes, Afilu Ishtoi Rechoyka Mimenu. There's no shir. She could be B'Seif Olam. Chazal didn't say, by the way, depends where she is. Never said that. So he, the Strasburger, at the end of his tshuva, he writes as follows.
Right.
That's what he says. He says Chazal, they traveled all over the place. They did have the problem then. That's his whole point. They had a problem then in the time of Chazal too. The Chazal should have said something about it. The fact that Chazal didn't say anything, that's what they hold is a. So I'm going to stay with that diak, and I'm asking to the diak. But I hold we have to make an adjustment here. We have to make an adjustment. I'm even going to be beleya the chiddush of Rav Shlomo Zalman that the zman of the hadlaka goes by your bias, meaning that if by me it's day, so I'm in New York, and by me it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon, it's 11 o'clock in the morning, and my wife is lighting a Ner Chanukah in Eretz Yisrael, and over there it's night, I'm accepting that even though over here, if I were to light it now, I wouldn't be Yitzah. I could be Yitzah. Why? We're using Rav Shlomo Zalman's Yisoid, that the Hadlokah is a Choyv that my bayis should have Hadlokah. After all, by Shabbos, we're all going to be masking that that's the lomdus why I can make a shliach after I was not a shliach. Why after I was makabel Shabbos, it's okay. I could have somebody light because I don't need the. It's just as my bayis should have Hadlokah. And by the way, that's the reason the Chacham Tzvi gives to answer the steer of the Magen Avraham. Chacham Tzvi says the reason why the Shulchan Aruch was makel by cotton, Yeshomer, by Hilchos Chanukah, and wasn't makel by Megillah, it's because by Megillah you need to be Yotzeh with the Kriya itself. For that he holds Loyosi, like Toysis, Loyosi Trey Rabbonon Umapik Chad Rabbonon. By Chanukah I just need Adloka Babayas. For that we don't make a distinction between a Trey and a Chad. That's Gufa out of Chacham Tzvi answers the stira of the Shulchan Aruch. Now again, you could say no. You could say even by Chavis bias, there's a problem of you could, but you could. Some Rishonim hold it's never a problem. Some Rishonim don't hold of Taisus. They hold a trade Rabbonon could be Mapek a Chad Rabbonon. Shulchan Aruch paskins like Taisus. That loyalty trade Rabbonon Mapek Chad Rabbonon. But says the Chacham Tzvi, the Shulchan Aruch brought down the Yeshayim and Menuchos Chanukah, because over there, where it's only a chayv that my house should have adloka, for that it's enough. Even a trei de rabbonon, there was a ma'aseh adloka. That's my pshara. That's why I said it. So, l'maaseh, it's interesting that the Minchas Yitzchok, actually, is even though he does come out, he's right, he comes out like the King of Torah B'Shemayis. King of Torah B'Shemayis himself says, I know Yedidi, the Minchas Yitzchok, also holds, it's true. But the Minchas Yitzchok was machmir that the husband should have in mind not to be yotze with his wife and Taka light himself. Taka says that. But anyway, that's a side issue. That's even a shayla if that's a chumra or kula. Some of the husband can't say he doesn't want to be Yitzhak with his wife. But anyway, but Lamais, it's true what he's saying, that the Milchas Yitzchok in Chelek Zion says that Loimotzinu Shechilku Chazal. That's, Lefiani is Daiti, that's a big taina that Chazal should have said, Bamed Vamamurim, if your wife is the same time zone as you, she's not in your thing. That's very benimsa. A guy should be now, he's not with his wife. They were learning, like the Manal said, Bavel, they were learning, they went everywhere. They were in Rome, they were here, they were all over the place. Chazal should say, by the way, Bamed Vom Amura. So, I want to make a pshara between Ben Advekim. The King of Torah B'Shemaitzah starts his tshuva by saying, I don't know. Any loydea loma nokat atzir dafke b'neisir berav Chanukah. The devil is a shaykh b'chol yimei Chanukah. It's all the same. He tells a vek, techol yoim mitzvah b'fnei atzmahu. First of all, not so pasha. The Ragachev holds not like that, but okay. The Strasburger doesn't have to hold like the Ragachev. He holds each day is a separate mitzvah. Fine, no problem. But I think there's something we have to be aiming on here. And that is, how do we look at Adlokas Ner Chanukah? Do we look at Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, a chelik of the chiyuvim of Chanukah? Yeah? That's one side. Which is the way most people would understand, right? If I would ask you, what's the halachas of Chanukah? Tell me, it's a chayiv in hadlokah, chayiv in halvodah, part of the chiyuv ayayim. It's a chiyuv yom tov of Chanukah. That's pashtus. Or do I look at the chiyuv hadlokah as a separate obligation? It's a chiyuv hadlokah. Obviously, it can't be yotzer at chiyuv if it's not Chanukah. But it's a separate chiyuv. There's a chiyuv to have hadlokah to be mefarsim. The nes of Chanukah on Chofei B'Kislev, it's a chiv. It's not a chiv, it's not a yom tiftik a chiv. It's a separate chiv. I think in this nekuda is a machlokes between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Strasburger, and the way I'm understanding it, and the way the shoyel of the King of Torah B'Shemaitzer asked the shayla. If you learn that the Hadlokas Ner Chanukah is one of the Chiyuvim of the Yom Tif of Chanukah, so that would mean that it's not possible to be Yoitza a Yom Tif obligation if for you it's not Yom Tif. It's not Yom Tif. I can't be Yoitza a Chiyuv Chanukah if it's not Chanukah for me. The Chiyuv is a Yom Tif Chiyuv. It's not Chanukah for me. It's Mutar Behesped right now. Mutar Behesped V'tainis. It's not Chanukah for me. Right? There's no Chiv Halal now. And Memela, I have no Chiv Chanukah now. How can I be Yoitza Chiv I don't have? If the Chiv is Nevea from the Yom Tov, it's not Yom Tov. Chas V'Shom, this guy died before night. He never lived Chanukah. He never ever became a Chuyiv in that Chanukah. So I hold that if that's the way you learn, then it's not a problem that your wife is in a different time zone. That's not a problem. But the problem is if it's not Chanukah Bechlal, that I was never became a Bar Chiyuva. I'm not even a Bar Chiyuva. Because the Yom Tov is Mechayiv this. So with Shlomo Zalman Al-Korcha held, that, and the Strasburger, that's not a Yom Tov obligation. It's a separate obligation. My house is Chofei B'Kislev. Leil Chofei B'Kislev. That's it. I talk to have a chiv now. My chiv is Lefalse Manes Pemokoim Beisoy Chofei B'Kislev. It is. It's Chofei B'Kislev. That's what Shlomo Zalman understood. And that's what Shlomo Zalman understood. There's no difference between Erev Chanukah, on Chanukah, Motze Chanukah, would make a difference. This is Motze Chanukah is hard to figure out, but it would make a difference. You will. Mashen Kein, if you learn, it's a Choyv, the Yom Tov is Mechayiv it. So then, L'Choyra, the Shtikl Torah works only once it's already Chanukah for you. So you'll ask me, but what do I do with Rav Shlomo Zalman's Raya? That I don't have a Kasha B'chlal. Chazal didn't have to talk about that case. Chazal didn't have to say, by the way, you can only be Yoitza on Chanukah with your wife's hadlokah. Yeah, shkoyach, it's on Chanukah. Chazal are telling you, if you are a bar chiyuva, you could be Yoitza b'hadlokas ishtoi. Chazal didn't have to say, and by the way, if it's not Chanukah, you're not chayiv in there, you can't be Yoitza yachiv, not a bar chiyuva. Avade. So it's like a bar shatyu, he eats a kazayis matzah when he's a shaita. That's not a problem, because it's the Yom Tov Chanukah. I'm already a Baruch Chiyuva. Now it's a Zman issue. So Zman, you could say, goes by Mokka and Beisa. So that's what I hear. So in the case of Rav Shlomo Zalman, if I was in such a matzav, I would be Mechavim Takanat to be Yotze, to add that piece. But I don't hear it so much you have to Mechavinat to be Yotze. And then I would still light. So I would do Erev Chanukah, I would not rely on my wife's hadlokah in another location. L'ravcha de Milsa, I would have in mind not to be Yotze, because if Shlomo Zalman holds you are, and the Strasburger holds that you could be Yotze. So L'ravcha de Milsa, I would be Mechavin not to be Yotze, but I would not rely on hadlokas ishtei. Mashenkin, throughout Chanukah, once already it's Chanukah, then I would rely on hadlokas ishtei. And there it's most mistaver to say that this man the actual Zman Hadlaka. You even look at the Rishonim. The Rishonim said they were Mesakim Balayla because Shraga B'Tahara Mayahani, the Mordechai says. People are Motzi B'Shuk. That's all Mestavra goes by the Mokam Hadlaka. That all in Mestavra goes by the Mokam Hadlaka, not by where you are. So that's how we're coming out Lamais. When you say better, if she's doing Adlok Aschutz, that's no good. We only have all night for Adlok Aspanim. What? Yeah, absolutely. Then I would say, Yitzhak. Now, if you're asking me a different child, is it better for his wife to wait or not? That's a different child. Out herself, but Al Timi would be Yitzhak if his wife. You hear what the Manal saying? Whereas in California, where you're 3 hours, right? You're talking about 3 hours behind, right? They're 3 hours behind. It's the other way. They're 3 hours behind. So you're saying the other way. The husband will be in the States. He would light here later. Or she, whatever. So I wouldn't recommend that. I wouldn't recommend that because I wouldn't recommend making the hadlaka postponed, but it would work. Correct, it would work. You don't need the same dog. I'm asking that you don't need... I'm asking that the stimas ha-shas and stimas ha-poiskim is like Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Strasburger and the Michas Yitzchok. The stimas ha-shas is that the time zone doesn't affect it. And the svar is like we said. Because it's a chayv to create a pesuminisa babayis. Goes by the mokam abayis. But before Hanukkah, I can't be belayed. Before Hanukkah, I hear the chayv didn't, how could be yaitza? Unless you learn that the chayv zadlok is separate from the yomtiv. But that's a big chiddush. By the way, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, maybe you could say that's why the Gemara didn't, the Braisa didn't say chofei because of chiv adlocha, because he could have a case where yotze adlocha before Hanukkah. How long though you can't, but adlocha. Okay, let's stop here. He's ahead. Right? So.